This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the University of Oregon campus to the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art. They are celebrating their 80th year, having several things going on. One of them is a gigantic show,
really,
as
big.
In many, many pieces.
Very big.
It's lenders from the Eugene area, and they call the show Living Legacies. Wow, what a show. Chocked full. I've never seen so many things in that big room.
Well, I love just walking in, and right in your face is Andy Warhol's Black Rhinoceros. It confronts the viewer in this huge, bulky blue and teal. You'll remember that in 1983, he created a whole series of 10 endangered series. These were color screen prints. And this rhinoceros has a poignant expression, which really suggests the rhinoceros' fate. And I loved how it just catches your eye when you walk in the gallery.
Well, just outside, before you actually get in the big room, was one that just blew me away. It's a very large bronze, probably half life size, of Sacagawea by Harry Jackson. I've never seen that piece before, and it's a real stunner. It's right there as you walk in the main door.
Well, I'll have to go back and take a second look.
You walked
by. I saw the rhinoceros and just walked right into it. I guess I was into animals because our local Talmadge Doyle had a fabulous red fox line etching. The fox curved around the trunk of a tree, very finely textured. She is such a superb artist.
Well, of course, there are a lot of local artists in collections in Eugene. Another one is a piece by Rick Bartow. It's called Big Hawk Stare. It's a pastel on paper. Really, really strong. Almost kind of, you're not sure you should walk up to it. It has so much presence, like it might get you or something.
I love that piece because the bottom half of the paper is white with just the legs, and the whole hawk is crammed into the top half of the painting with those eyes just boring into you.
Another part of the show, which I was surprised by, is they have many, many maps from the 1800s.
And weren't they beautifully framed?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They're wondrous. Some Lewis and Clark maps. And I just didn't expect that. That was a pleasant surprise.
I got lost in a couple of them.
Right.
I loved an Alexander Calder ink drawing of a juggler. He had a rainbow right through his manly parts. It's very whimsical. It's humorous. And, you know, sometimes, Terry, I just love the quality of a line moving across the page. And Calder has that quality.
Yes, the show is split up into sections, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Middle Eastern, Israeli, African, Aboriginal, many categories. And speaking of fine, there was one there I failed to write down who did it. It's called Square Shawl. It's in the Israeli art section. And it's the finest wool.
Imaginable?
It's unbelievable, the fineness of this thing. It's fairly good size, and that was just wonderful.
There were so many precious objects to look at and to wonder over.
One of them in the Korean section is a porcelain. It's the most meticulous porcelain piece I've ever seen. It's called Globular Jar with Double Layer. And it's called Open Work Design, and it's like lace work on the outside. And then you look inside, and there's another vessel on the inside of this thing, and it's all made out of porcelain, which is an impossible.
It was remarkable. And that beautiful piece that was just a pale jade green.
Another sculptural piece I liked a lot was two figurative pieces by Zuniga, and they're sitting in the kind of the center of the room there.
Mm-hmm.
This show at the JSMA on the campus runs through September 1st. I'm Terry Way.
This has been Sandy Brown Jensen, and you've been listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.